Right now on VFN TV, we're going to see Dr. Avita King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., with the president and pastors in the White House speaking on behalf of the church, the nation, and so much more. And also, we're going to hear from Bishop Harry Jackson as he was at that meeting giving feedback on what's going on, in addition to how people are speaking negative against pastors who stood up for us, the church, and the people and the nation. I'm telling you. And also, Diamond and Silk went to Liberty University and prayed for our nation. That's right, right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
We were just talking during the break, or actually before the program, that some of your favorite television programs are...
Oh, my favorite television programs, Little Rascals. Honeymoon.
This generation don't even know what you're talking
about. Yes, and the Three Stooges, classics.
One of these days, Alice.
Pow!
One of these days.
Zoom, bing, bang.
To the moon.
You know?
We have a television. Hey, listen, we are going to the White House now. This is so important because very specifically in February 2018, the Lord spoke specifically to Brianna Bolander in a dream and said that President Donald Trump will be the best president for African-American citizens in our nation. And since he's become president, the African-American unemployment rate has dropped since recorded history of unemployment, the lowest ever in that history.
Yeah.
But also Hispanic-Americans, the lowest unemployment for Asian-Americans, and 66-year low for women. It's just amazing, which means people have jobs and money and homes and vehicles and education and just life is better when you have some finances to be able to take care of your needs. As a matter of fact, you're seeing her around. This is Dr. Avita King. She also has the movie coming out, Roe versus Wade, the movie. You get a chance to find out more about that on the VFNKB on the Torch. But this is so powerful. I believe that she and Jared Kushner and the daughter of
Ivanka
put this together. And so we're so grateful for Dr. Avita King. She has been a voice. She wrote a book called King Rules. You got to see that. Read that. It's a very powerful book. As a matter of fact, you know, we're located in the Glory Zone on the Gulf Coast. And when she was a young girl, she writes about it in the book, she was here in the beaches of Pensacola.
Come on.
And she almost drowned
out
there. But her uncle or her dad reached out and saved her from that. Thank God that he saved her, because here we are today. We love you, Dr. King. We love you, everything you stand for, life, how compassionate you are for all people, and we just thank God for you. As a matter of fact, this is Dr. Avita King with President Trump side by side in the White House talking about our future and what's going on. Check it out.
I'm so blessed and honored to be here and to be able to pray right here in the White House. And the most recent thing I've noticed that you've done so many things that were great. Everybody expects me to talk about the life and the babies, and I could do that, but you opening up the steel mills. And I lived across the street, pastors, in front of a steel mill in Birmingham. Now, that's when they were bombing us and everything. But the people were at work. So they could go to church, they could give pies, they had pretty dresses to wear on Sunday, and they weren't hungry. Mm-hmm. So you said you were going to reopen those steel mills.
They're opening.
I'll leave it at that. I won't take too much time.
The dumping is stopping. You know, the dumping.
That. I saw it.
The dumping is stopping, and the steel mills are opening.
Yes.
United States Steel just announced another two plants.
Mm-hmm.
They're up to eight. Nucor just yesterday opening a big one, a brand new one, $250 million in Florida. The steel mills are coming back. And we need steel in our country.
We
need it for defense. We need it for a lot of reasons. We can't let that happen. They were ready to be gone. It was ready to be extinct. We had to get our steel from other countries. We can't do that. So
thank you
for mentioning
really,
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're really open. It's an incredible story.
Thank you so much, Dr. Avita King. We love you so much. We think about you all the time. You're like this big bucket of love, and just every time you talk with such compassion, and you help us, you challenge us
Absolutely.
In how we're talking to folks, and you care about all of us, you know, and you care about the unborn child, and you're just a bright light for so many of us. And listen, we want to hear from you. If you're connected with Dr. King in some way, Dr. Avita King, you comment below. Write us at friends@vfnkb.com. We love to hear from you. You know, I think about this, John. I think about that prophetic encounter, February 2018, that God had with Brianna, or Brianna had with God, about President Trump would be out of President Clinton, President Obama, and President Trump. President Trump, this is what the Lord told her in a dream. And this is somebody who has no agenda.
No grid.
You know, no grid for this. And she's a lovely lady, lovely godly lady. But the fact is that it's so good that God spoke to her.
Absolutely.
You know, because we have so much knowledge, like, hey, you know, they think we're tilting.
We could have filtered it, sure.
Yeah, but listen to what the Lord said. He said that specifically that President Trump would be the best president for the African-American citizens in our nation. What happens is, it's amazing, everybody's getting blessed, including the African-American citizens. So listen now what the Lord revealed to Brianna Bolander in a prophetic dream, February 2018. Take a look at the VFN Dream Centers where she's sharing it.
So I had a dream last night that I was in like a Sam's Club, like a huge warehouse type grocery store. And I was with President Trump and one of his advisors, and I was kind of leading him through. And there was this young African-American man there with us, and the whole time as we were walking through the store, he's just talking to President Trump, just talking and talking and talking. And so as we're going through the aisles, each aisle was an issue, like taxes and poverty. And as we walked through those aisles, it was so crowded, it was difficult to get through them. And then some aisles we passed through, they were just completely blocked off. We couldn't even go there. And we came up to this one aisle, and all the while this young African-American man is just talking and talking, and he's so excited. And we came to this one aisle, and at the end of it was a poster that they had done this nationwide poll of something to the effect of, what administration did you feel like you were the most, like,
represented
or edified. And
and speaking to the African American population,
right? And so overwhelmingly there was circled Obama, and you could tell that this poll had been done before because Clinton's name was there, and those who had selected Clinton before scratched that out and circled Obama. And the young man that was with us, who was talking this whole time, said, you see, they felt that they were edified or represented by this administration, but the truth is they lost their identity in that administration. Mm. And then the dream ended.
Now she don't know the history that Bill Clinton, President Clinton, was considered, before President Barack Obama, was the first black president, first African-American president. Which means they felt like he represented that part of the population. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Obama comes as an African-American president, and there's so many things that he represents that are good in the context of that aspect of it. Yeah. And then, but the truth is, God's heard the cry, because really, I believe that people took advantage of pain and victimized people again, use issues to victimize the people. And now you have somebody who God is saying he's going to, this is that. This is the cry of your heart. Mm-hmm. But it's going to take a while to digest that. And so God is going to answer the injustice that's been happening in America. And I think that's just so exciting. And she had no idea about the history. Thank God for that. Thanks. Appreciate you. This is so amazing, because right there at this very same meeting in the White House with President Trump, same table that Dr. Avita King is speaking at, Pastor Daryl Scott fulfills that prophetic word that was given, the vision that was given to Brianna Bolander, February 2018. Listen to what he says. He nails this very thing, saying, it is true, it has come to pass. And this is what God says in Amos chapter 3, verse 7, is that he doesn't do anything unless he reveals it through his prophets first, which means this is not man's doing. This is God doing this. As a matter of fact, let's go there. This is actually Pastor Daryl Scott speaking specifically about how much President Trump is in favor of blessing our African-American citizens. Check it out.
Pastor Daryl Scott, I've had the honor and privilege to work with then-candidate, now-President Trump, and to observe him behind the scenes and have a number of personal conversations with him. And people ask me, why do I defend him so vociferously? And I say, it's easy for me to do because I know him. And he's shown me his heart, and I know he has a heart for all Americans. And I will say this. This administration has taken a lot of people by surprise, and it's going to surprise you guys even more, because this is probably the most proactive administration regarding urban America and the faith-based community in my lifetime. And I'll be 60 years old in December. But if, when I think back on, I mean, I use good hair dye. And I've got a great makeup artist. But to be honest, this is probably going to be the, and I'm going to say this at this table, the most pro-black president that we've had in our lifetime. Because, and I try to, you know, analyze the people that I encounter. This president actually wants to prove something to our community, our faith-based mm-hmm. community and our ethnic community. The last president didn't feel like he had to. He felt like he didn't have to prove. He got a pass. This president this administration is probably going to be more proactive regarding urban revitalization and prison reform than any president in your lifetime. If we work together, give him a chance. Don't pay any attention to these guys back here. And I promise you, we will do something. This administration will continue to make history. It's going to be a lot of positive change. Great things are on the horizon. I promise you.
I have to say one thing about Bernie. So I didn't know him at all. And I'm watching one of the, I would say, unfriendly groups of broadcasters, to put it nicely. And I said, who is that guy? He was destroying them. I say, who is he? Then I saw him two or three times. And I said, I have to meet him. But I want to just thank you. You have been incredible. You are some voice. And when I heard, okay, tell him. How long are you married? Tell me.
39 years.
Okay. 38 years. So I thought he was like 35 years old. Okay. So did you.
Exactly.
And then he said, say hello to my wife. And he said, I've been married 39 years. I said, you're married 39 years. I thought you were 35 years old, right? But you're doing a good job. You're obviously doing it right because you look great, and we really appreciate it.
We're going to be all
right from the beginning.
This is so powerful. Mm-hmm. Listen, like I said, we always love hearing from you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. These are great days for the church. Listen, I tell you what, you know, this is a powerful, powerful fulfillment of that prophecy. After this break, we're going to hear specifically from Bishop Harry Jackson. He was there as well, and you may have saw him in a previous program. But if you've been with us over the years we've been on the air, Bishop Harry Jackson's been all over the place, being a beacon of light and truth and sharing truth about everyone and everything. And it's just, I just love this. He and I were at the grand opening of the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C. When I saw him, I'm like, come here. And I was just hugging him like, man, I just love you so much. I appreciate what you're doing. Because, you got to be willing to be hated to be able to. Who wants to be hated?
Yeah.
But Jesus said, listen, they hated me, they'll hate you. Mm. The thing about it is we want to be loved in heaven. And even if we be popular, you can either be popular or powerful, but you can't be them both. And so if God wants you to be light, and Bishop Harry Jackson has been such light, yeah. I can't wait. When we get back from this break, I want you to hear, because these pastors who stood up for us, who stood up for the kingdom, who stood up for the downtrodden, who stood up for the church, who stood up for America, have been, not by everybody, but people begin to come against them and attack them, their reputation. We need to stand up for them and thank them. As a matter of fact, we're going to make available for you at vfnkb.com on the torch, where you can contact them individually. You can follow them on their Facebook, on their Twitter. It's a thank you. Let them know you appreciate them standing up for you. Because even though you're just, everybody's human. So if people are saying,
That's right.
Listen, we get back from this break, we're going to hear right from Bishop Harry Jackson as he's answering the responses to these negative responses to such a positive event taking place in our country. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
That so happens that communism is a system that I disagree with philosophically. I would not prefer to live under a communist system. I happen to feel that the great moments of history have been those moments when individuals have been left free to think and to act. And I feel that communism often stands in the way of certain First Amendment privileges that we have in America, for instance, that I just couldn't adjust to.
We were talking last time about children between birth and 2 years of age and how their parents can begin introducing them to the wonderful world of music. The most important era, however, occurs between 3 and 7, when 80% of a boy or girl's hearing development occurs. That's the time when parents should expose their kids systematically to an array of rhythm and song. Here's some ways of doing that. Record your child's primitive songs, then listen to them together on playback. Introduce a feel for rhythm by giving the youngster a pot and a stick or a spoon to pound. You might even want to form a small rhythm band consisting of neighborhood children or cousins within the family. Give one of them a triangle, another two sandpaper blocks, and another a bell. Then get yourself a set of earplugs and let them bang and scratch to their heart's content. They'll love it. Dancing is another important component of music appreciation. Encourage it. Demonstrate it. Then as the child gets a little older, attend band concerts and parades and recitals. And finally, begin giving formal music lessons when the child appears emotionally and physically ready to learn. For Mozart, that occurred at 3 years of age. For mere mortals, it'll be a few years later. Regardless of the timetable, be sure you introduce your children to this exciting world that they will enjoy for a lifetime.
Welcome back to VFN-TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Listen, all these pastors just came together to meet with the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, to help out with our nation, to help out with so many people. It's just we're so thankful for them. But they came and
grateful.
And African-American pastors from all around the nation, Sacramento, New York, Wisconsin, Birmingham, Montgomery, Orlando, I mean, all over the place. I'm trying to name them all. It's hard to name everybody. Thank you for doing that. But yet, after they did this and stood up for us, people begin to talk about them in
yes.
a negative way.
Yes.
Well, what we have here? We have Bishop Harry Jackson.
Bishop Harry Jackson, who's yeah. talking with CBN. And actually, the first thing he talks about is what did they actually discuss while they were actually there at the White House? There's a wide range of topics. Why don't you hear from Harry himself?
Well, what we talked about was his urban agenda, which would include criminal justice reform and reentry for people. He talked about the fact that he has commitments for 4 million new jobs to come to urban centers, and that there's been movement on the First Step Act, which is a reentry act that Congress has passed and that he is in full support of.
Isn't it so powerful when you think about, John, when you think about, you know, Jesus said, when I was hungry, you fed me. Mm. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. And when I was in prison,
you visited me.
And, you know, other people may not think it's important, but every person on the face of this earth is important to God. And first of all, thank God, because I wouldn't have been important.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? God called my name and, you know, brought me into the family. I'm so grateful. But also, these pastors, here they stood up for America. They stood up for the church. They stood up for the prisoner. And then people started talking bad about them. And, you know, what did Bishop Harry Jackson, what's his response to, you know, these negative statements being said about these great men and women of God who boldly stood up before everyone? You can say what you want to. They stood up for what's right.
It wasn't like they didn't know they were not going to be attacked
right.
by going there.
Right.
But they went anyway. But that's what you need, courageous leadership.
But you think about it. If you love God
oh, yeah.
and you love people and you read the scriptures, what it says to do, they did the right thing.
Absolutely.
As a matter of fact, let's listen to what Bishop Harry Jackson had to say answering that very question. Check it out.
Well, first of all, I want to say about Jamal Bryant that I love Jamal Bryant. I would consider him a person who I'm very, very friendly with. And I think his heart is to promote African-American issues in our community. But I think he's got it wrong on this one. What he doesn't understand is that you can't be a prophet to the culture while you're standing outside of the room. Many of the people who came in to that meeting knew that they would be misunderstood, disrespected, lied on, talked about, but they came anyway because the needs of the people, especially returning citizens, are so important. I believe this is the greatest civil rights issue of our generation, the overcriminalization of minorities, and what are we, the church, going to advocate for?
That's so powerful when you hear that. You know, we want to hear what are your thoughts about this.
Absolutely.
You know, they need to see. As a matter of fact, comment below and write to us at friends@vfnkb.com your opinion matters and when it comes to the caring for everyone.
Sure.
And I like the way that he worded that, you know, that you know, he's not putting the brother down. He's saying, listen, you know, we agree on a lot of things. He's doing a lot of good things. But this particular issue, I feel differently about that. But also think about this, you know, so many people think you're doing it for the cameras. And it's like, if you do anything with big government, it's only momentary. I mean, everything else has to be done behind the scenes, right? And so that's his question, because many people were saying, or some people were saying, you know, did you do this for the cameras?
Is this a photo op or something?
Was this just a photo op? And there's no, I mean, anyway. So this is his response to, was this being just done for the cameras, playing some role for the cameras? Let's listen to Bishop Harry Jackson.
I say they don't understand that I've been talking for 15 months about these issues. They don't understand that I've cried and prayed and fasted that God would move in on the hearts of these leaders in this administration. They want to diminish my heart and my spirituality. And they just don't understand that if this stuff is going on in America, it's going to get fixed. We're going to have to call on supernatural biblical authority to break the chains that bind and break the curse of generational poverty on blacks and Hispanics in our nation. So my heart is to see America blaze in the glory of God. My heart is, I don't care what people say about me, but can Jesus use me? And can he move in our nation? Forgive me, my heart is a little bit touched today.
That's so powerful, you know. You think about this. As you're seeing right now, this is actually done by the Rasmussen poll, speaking specifically about, you know, what's taking place. And this is what they say, that President Trump hits a 29% approval rating among blacks, up from just 15% of August 2017.
So within 1 year,
yes,
double in support, which is amazing.
And I think about his prayer. I think about, you know, Bishop Harry Jackson's prayer, America being ablaze. Mm. It reminds me of the prophetic word that was spoken by Young Yi Cho about America, and Pastor John Kilpatrick, a Church of His Presence, is delivering that word. Take a look.
I talked to her, and she said, I just left Seattle. And she said, I was in a meeting in Seattle, Pastor. She said, I know I never met you, but I've been going here a long time. I said, yeah, I know that. She said, I just left a meeting in Seattle. And she said, Dr. Cho was the speaker. And she said, I heard him say in Seattle that the Lord told him, he said, I'm about to pour out my spirit in America. And he said, well, Lord, I said, are you through with America? Are you through with America? It looks like that, you know, everything's just going haywire. Are you through with America? And God said, oh, no. He said, I'm not through with America. He said, I'm about to pour out my spirit there. He said, as a matter of fact, get your atlas out of your attaché case. And he got his atlas out and opened it up. And the Lord said, point. And it landed right on the dot of Pensacola. And the Lord spoke to Joe and said, I'm going to pour out my spirit first here like a match head. It'll burn like a match head, bright, and it'll be powerful. And he said, then it will go over to the Mississippi River, and it'll back up across Florida again, come down into the peninsula of Florida, go up the east coast, down through the west and the southwest, and shoot out to the northwest. And before my coming, all of America will be ablaze with the glory of God.
Isn't that amazing how prophecy works? You know, God just moves through us. When Bishop Harry Jackson says, my prayer is that I want to see America ablaze. Mm. And look what Dr. Young Yi Cho said about America will be ablaze again before the Lord returns. And Dr., you know, you think about Bishop Harry Jackson, he's part of this choral worship of what God is doing in the earth. And it's so important. Some of the prophetic words are that revival will come to America through our African-American brothers and sisters and through the Hispanic brothers and sisters in America. And I'm telling you what, we just heard...
Get ready.
We just heard her name...
Samuel Rodriguez.
Samuel Rodriguez, like, woo!
Bring the fire.
Oh, my goodness. That would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He was such a little package, but he's so big.
Hey.
He's just powerful, totally powerful. But listen, as a matter of fact, we want to go to Liberty University,
yes.
As we hear... these two ladies named Diamond and Silk, they were speaking, but they were praying for our country and praying for our president. Let's go to Liberty University now.
You know what, Diamond? It's 11:21 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. My alarm is going off, and I don't care what we're doing. We stop, and we pray. Even if we're driving down the street, we stop, and we pray.
as we pray for our nation. So if everybody can stop right now and join us in prayer, because it's 11:21 and it's time to pray. Bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you this day, thanking you, God, for this great opportunity to be in this beautiful place. Thank you, Lord, for giving us all the desires of our heart. At this time, Lord, we pray for our president, President Donald J. Trump. And Lord, we ask you to put your hedge of protection around him. Any evilness that is around him, we ask you to move it out, Lord. Anyone that wants to do harm to our president, we ask you to put your hedge of protection around him. Bless this nation, God. Save our nation, God. And Lord, for everyone that's here on this campus, Lord, we ask you to give them the desires of their heart.
Yes.
Lord, if there's any envious or any jealousy or anything that is not like you in here, we ask you to drive it out and replace it with love, peace, joy, and happiness. We ask you to continue to send your showers of blessings to each and every person. And we know that you're the only one that's able to do it for us all. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Wow, wasn't that powerful? Mm-hmm. I mean, the Liberty University, we bring you every now and then. We heard Larry the Cable Guy that was there sharing his testimony about what Jesus Christ is. One of the most powerful, most popular videos on our YouTube channel is Larry.
Yeah, Congressman Trey Gowdy.
Yeah, he was there speaking about, you know, knowing the clarity of what's going on. It's just so exciting to see people just so open about their faith and just open about supporting our country. You know, the dollar bill and our logo says, you know, e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. The enemy really tried to break us up into many, yeah. though we're one, we're many, they were trying to say that. But that's not true. It's e pluribus unum, though we're many, we're one. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Listen, we want to hear about your comments. Comment below, you know, write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. We love hearing from you. I want to pray with you right now before we go. Father God, I just pray a blessing, Father God, over those that are watching right now, Lord, that you would just meet them, encourage them, Lord. You would inspire them, give them hope, God. And I pray for those prisoners that are being released, that they would have jobs, Lord God. I pray for those pastors that you would put angels about them and to protect them. Bless Dr. Evita King and Bishop Harry Jackson and Pastor Daryl Scott and all the ones that are standing up for our country and our church, Father God. Bless our president. Protect him, Father God, and all of his cabinet, Lord God. And we pray for these midterm elections, Lord, that you would raise up men and women who love you, who love this country, and love the citizens of this country. And God, we ask you, Lord, end abortion. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name. God bless. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.